because it's outside. Not a mark on it, said Two Flower cheerfully, as the box settled down in front of him. He pushed open the lid. This is a fine time to change your underwear, snarled Rincewind. In a minute, all those guards and priests are going to come back, and they're going to be upset, man. Water, murmured Two Flower. The whole box is full of water. Rincewind peered over his shoulder. There was no sign of clothes, money bags, or any other of the tourists' belongings. The whole box was full of water. A wave sprang up from nowhere and lapped over the edge. It hit the flagstones, but instead of spreading out, began to take the shape of a foot. Another foot and the bottom half of a pair of legs followed as more water streamed down, as if filling an invisible mould. A moment later, Tethys, the sea troll, was standing in front of them, blinking.
I see, he said at last. You two. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised.
He looked around, ignoring their astonished expressions.
I was just sitting outside my hut, watching the sunset, when this thing came roaring up out of the water and swallowed me, he said. I thought it was rather strange. Where is this place?
Krull, said Rincewind. He stared hard at the now closed luggage, which was managing to project a smug expression. Swallowing people was something it did quite frequently, but always when the lid was next opened, there was nothing inside but Two Flowers' laundry. Savagely, he wrenched the lid up. There was nothing inside but Two Flowers' laundry. It was perfectly dry.
Well, well, said Tethys. He looked up. Hey, he said, isn't this the ship they're going to send over the edge? Isn't it? It must be.
An arrow zipped through his chest, leaving a faint ripple. He didn't appear to notice. Rincewind did. Soldiers were beginning to appear at the edge of the arena, and a number of them were peering around the entrances. Another arrow bounced off the tower behind Two Flower. At this range, the bolts did not have a lot of force, but it would only be a matter of time. Quick, said Two Flower, into the ship. They won't dare fire at that.
I knew you were going to suggest that, groaned Rincewind. I just knew it.
He aimed a kick at the luggage. It backed off a few inches and opened its lid threateningly. A spear arced out of the sky and trembled to a halt in the woodwork by the wizard's ear. He screamed briefly and scrambled up the ladder after the others. Arrows whistled around them as they came out onto the narrow catwalk that led along the spine of the potent Voyager. Two Flower led the way, jogging along with what Rincewind considered to be too much suppressed excitement. Atop the centre of the ship was a large, round, bronze hatch with hasps round it. The troll and the tourist knelt down and started to work on them. In the heart of the potent Voyager, fine sand had been trickling into a carefully designed cup for several hours. Now the cup was filled by exactly the right amount to dip down and upset a carefully balanced weight. The weight swung away, pulling a pin from an intricate little mechanism. A chain began to move. There was a clonk.
What was that? Said Rincewind urgently. He looked down.
The hail of arrows had stopped. The crowd of priests and soldiers were standing motionless, staring intently at the ship. A small, worried man elbowed his way through them and started to shout something.
What was that?
Said Two Flower, busy with a wingnut.
I thought I heard something, said Rincewind.
Look, he said, we'll threaten to damage the thing if they don't let us go, right? That's all we're going to do, right?
Yeah, said Two Flower vaguely.
He sat back on his heels.
That's it, he said. It ought to lift off now.
Several muscular men were swarming up the ladder to the ship. Rincewind recognized the two Chelonauts among them. They were carrying swords. He began. The ship lurched. Then, with infinite slowness, it began to move along the rails. In that moment of black horror, Rincewind saw that Two Flower and the troll had managed to pull the hatch up. A metal ladder inside led into the cabin below. The troll disappeared.
We've got to get off, whispered Rincewind.
Two Flower looked at him, a strange, mad smile on his face.
Stars, said the tourist. Worlds. The whole damn sky full of worlds. Places no one will ever see. Except me.
He stepped through the hatchway.
You're totally mad,
said Rincewind hoarsely, trying to keep his balance as the ship began to speed up. He turned as one of the Chelonauts tried to leap the gap between the Voyager and the tower, landed on the curving flank of the ship, scrabbled for an instant for purchase, failed to find any, and dropped away with a shriek.